Welcome to Vinaja Ananda Reveals the Power We Possess to Self-Heal on Envision This. We're connecting you to visionaries of a more resilient, equitable, and earth-friendly future. We're getting feedback. Do you have something on that needs to be turned off?
Yeah, I just turned it off. I am so sorry.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to start the introduction over.
Okay.
Welcome to Vinaja Ananda Reveals the Power We Possess to Self-Heal on Envision This. We're connecting you to visionaries of a more resilient, equitable, and earth-friendly future. Vinaja Ananda envisions this. We possess the power to self-heal both emotional and physical ailments. She's bringing her mission to share this vision with the world to us tonight. Vinaja is an author who has integrated her passion for education and healing into an incredible program that allows people to self-heal emotional and physical ailments. She's knowledgeable in many techniques for building neuronal pathways and releasing blockages in organs caused from limiting beliefs buried in the subconscious. So please help us to welcome Vinaja.
Thank you so much. What a lovely introduction. Thank you, and thank you to everybody listening tonight. It's nice to be here, Mary Ann Burrell.
Great.
How are you both?
Great. And you?
I'm doing fabulous. Thank you.
How did your passion for education and healing develop and merge?
Well, initially I was very scientific oriented and I wanted research on everything to back up everything. I was very into facts and logic and was more left-brained, I would say, than using my creativity, using my right brain. And I got involved with first Reiki. I became a Reiki master after a year and a half, and that opened up another world to me into things that were beyond logic, and I saw it within myself, so I realized within myself it was real, you know, and I saw interesting happenings just through energy healing. And then I also was fascinated with different techniques like neurofeedback and brain gym, which activates both hemispheres of the brain, so you have whole brain learning. And this was just through physical exercise, very simple exercises. And tactile integration with massage techniques that would awaken the seventh layer of the skin, so all the sensory was really activated, and it was great for building neuronal pathways. And I also went for two masters. I have one in early childhood and one in neuroscience and education. And for the early childhood, I owned a preschool, so I really wanted to know everything about the early childhood years as much as I can. And I realized those form the foundation for success in school and in life in general. I call it basically the university of life. The first really 6 or 7 years are the most crucial for the development in every single way, social, emotional, cognitive, physical, and spiritual. So if you can teach a child at those ages, and by the age of 3, their brains are 2.5 times more active than the brain of an adult, and this is based on fact, research. So just imagine, like, children are like a sponge and can absorb so much. So the more you give them, the more they could take in, but it has to be done in a fun, playful manner where they don't even realize that they're learning. And then their brain just takes it in, and they want exciting and new things all the time. It can't be the same boring, which is typical in many of the classrooms nowadays where you sit and just listen to the teacher and, you know, learn things by rote memory skills. That is not how our brain learns. It likes to learn through our different senses, so you put different tastes and listening and smelling and all around a theme and tactile experiences and music and different things like that. And so I went for neuroscience and education so I could bring the brain research techniques into the school, and I was always looking for different modalities to create the best school system possible. And I was always, you know, I love teamwork and collaboration, so the staff always contributed, and I loved their ideas and my ideas, and then, you know, even parents' ideas and the community, and we all got together and created a great system for the children. They were successful in every area of their development, and that was determined by parents and teachers in the public schools and the community in general. It had a very great reputation. So then I met an extraordinary teacher, and I saw things happening within my system that were unexplainable. I actually saw the inside of my brain after being in his energy field. And a month later, I was in India at one of his programs. And at that program, I was transformed in basically every area, physically, emotionally, socially, cognitively, and spiritually. And physically, I think I said that too. So anyway, it was things way beyond my logic, but yet I experienced it within my whole system, and I saw things healing within me, and I was getting happy, and, you know, life was just really different, and I saw things happening within my life that just couldn't be explained, but just happened and were so beautiful and a blessing. And in 2010, this extraordinary teacher told me that he yelled at me, actually. It was the first time he yelled at me. And he told me to take responsibility. And that shook my inner core. And at first I was angry, yet I still loved him, but I just didn't understand what he was saying. And I knew every word that came out of his mouth was true because I experienced it and I imbibed everything he wrote or said, and I watched his videos, you know, for a year at that point. And so I started taking responsibility, and instead of blaming people, I realized I created these situations. And it was actually very empowering to me because I was always told and conditioned by society that, you know, this is preordained, or, you know, this is the way it's supposed to be. This is the way God wanted it. And then you're supposed to just live with that. And I could never really understand that. And when I realized I was the one creating my own destiny, and because we have free choice as humans, that was just so empowering to me. And so I was able to go into my early childhood and go through different patterns that I developed over the years and realize I created these situations, and it all stemmed from beliefs in early childhood that were ingrained in my subconscious due to various things that occurred, like I'm not good enough, I must please others, I can't express myself. And this was done through societal conditioning, whether through my parents, my teachers, neighbors, and so on and so forth. And so instead of blaming all these people, I realize, okay, I brought this situation to my life. What? Why did I do that? And the reason we bring these things into our life is to learn to get out of it. So we bring it in because karma from past lives is something that we haven't resolved yet. So we bring some of these things into our life in this lifetime. And the only way we could really bring it in is if we create an experience that creates a shock in our body, whether it's positive or negative. The universe really doesn't distinguish, but we create a situation and then develop a belief. And like a belief like I'm not good enough is connected to our posterior pituitary gland. And as most people know, or I'm about to tell, the pituitary gland is the major gland in our whole endocrine system. So that knocks it out. And so we're constantly people, it's usually for the learning disabled population, as we are called, with ADD or ADHD. Of course, I wasn't even labeled at that time. Now people are labeled and put on tons of medication. But, or dyslexic, or you know, slow, whatever the case may be. But it's really because they're in a state of fight or flight. They're always in a constant state of alertness and fear of someone hurting them or doing something to them. So the children with ADHD usually will fight out when they see any threat to their being, and the ADD child will most likely hide or freeze and repress the anger or whatever occurs within them, which is just as lethal. So anger expressed outwardly or inwardly is just as lethal, believe it or not. It still creates illness within our own bodies, and it also creates negativity and illness in other people that it's directed at. And so this creates sickness in our world because we're so interconnected. And so what goes out comes right back to us. So even if we're having thoughts of anger about a person and don't even want to speak about it, those lethal thoughts are still going out to the universe because they have a lot of passion and intensity behind the thoughts. And so, like I said, the person with the thoughts are getting bombarded with more anger or threats or things in the surroundings. And the person that it's directed toward also receives that same kind of environment. So it's really, really not healthy for anybody. So the best thing to put out is love, really. And what I found out is, what? Oh, sorry. So what I found out is that our subconscious is really called our inner child. And since I know so much about the early childhood years, I can relate so well to the inner child. And the inner child is one in fear and anger and rage and worry and really, really almost like in a fetal ball, not knowing what to do because it's developed these beliefs, and it keeps bringing these patterns to the surface to be released as people go through into their adult life. But yet, the subconscious, the inner child, is still reacting from a child perspective. So having tantrums or screaming out or punching or, you know, whatever the case may be, is still occurring. And that happens outwardly to the individual as an adult. And the ones that repress it go into deep depression or sometimes suicidal feelings. And those that don't suppress it also go into a depression because they don't want to be like that and they don't know why they're acting that way. And it's just something that gets triggered. excuse me, that gets triggered, and then that's the action that is normally taken. So if we can create a different action for the same type of circumstances, we can literally release that pattern. So if, for example, what?
I was going to ask you how, through Siddha Kaya Kalpa, have I said that right, therapy, you utilize holistic healing to make this change.
Yes, the Siddha Kaya Kalpa therapy is based on the Vedic tradition. It's based on the Siddhas. And Ayurveda is an offshoot of Siddha medicine, to give you an example of what they are. And they're also, they obtained the immortal body. Patanjali, the father of yoga, was a Siddha. So there were two masters, Sri Pranaji and Sri Raj, in Malaysia. And they developed a way to help people achieve a disease-free body, not immortality, but a disease-free body. And what thing I specifically use in the distance healing that I do that is free, and that's twice a week, it's on Facebook to join, but I use one of their techniques, and it's called the Jyoti Light. And what that does is it brings in light at a molecular level, and it brings in feel-good chemicals like serotonin into the system, and it transmutes everything into pure light. And it's beautiful and very, very beautiful and very powerful. And it happens as we go through all the chakras in the body, which are energy centers in the body. And when we have anxiety or stress or fears or worries or jealousies or greed or whatever the case may be, whatever limiting belief, our chakras get very, very tight, like a thimble almost. And so energy cannot get through. And so energy is stuck, and it actually creates, you know, physical pain inside our body. And so when we can open up these chakra systems the size of a tire, and so energy can flow easily through the bodies, and there's seven chakras, and it starts at the base of the spine and goes all the way up to the crown chakra, the top of the head. And so the energy can go through and release whatever you need to release in those areas. And that's how people start to self-heal themselves. Now, when these energies release, they come to the surface. So things are triggered, and the person may be angry, they may be fearful, they may be crying, they may be sick, like physically sick, like vomiting or flu-like symptoms. And this is actually a great thing because it's releasing toxins. And the only way to release toxins is through orifices in the body, and there's so many orifices you could go through. So it's either vomiting, diarrhea, you know, eye sores, and so on and so forth. So, but the people that want to hold on, they get scared, and then they try to repress it and say, no, I just don't want it, and this has to go away, and why isn't it going away, and I should be done with this by now, and blah, 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 then it's going to keep returning because it hasn't been released. So the quickest way is just to say, ah, I understand that you came here to teach me a lesson. And thank you for this lesson. And now it's okay. I give you permission to release. And you go through whatever you need to go through for one day, 2 days, maybe a week. But you just give gratitude. Thank you. Thank you for releasing from me. And you will feel it. People will experience it within themselves. And when that shift occurs, it's so amazing and incredible. And it's really the best gift you can give to yourself. So so that's the one technique I do at a distance. And also along with it, we do a mantra. And the mantra, actually, it's called, I love myself unconditionally and I forgive myself completely. So that's really for every religion. It's not based on religion, and that was the purpose of this. So any religion can do it, whoever you believe in, because love is universal. And every single religion, the true meaning of every religion is about love. And the thing is, what I realized within myself, and that's why I'm able to teach others, is I didn't love myself unconditionally. Maybe I thought I was able to love others, but the truth was I didn't know how to love myself for certain things I did in my life. I didn't know how to forgive myself for certain things I did in my life. Because we're all human, we all make mistakes, and yes, we learn from our mistakes. I consider mistakes learning opportunities. But we're always hardest on ourselves, and it's very difficult to love some of the things we do. If you know, we have a rage or whatever, or we hurt another person, words can really hurt another person, and you can't take it back once you put it out. So it was very difficult for me to love myself unconditionally. And so this mantra, I realized that people didn't love themselves unconditionally. It was because our inner child was hanging on to these beliefs that we're not good enough and we must please others and we're not able to express ourselves and we don't like authority and, you know, and more and more and more. There's so many limiting beliefs. There's, you know, over 200, 300, and they're all attached to an organ or area in our body that knocks it out. And that's based on the Biokinesiology Center in Oregon. So really, once we say this mantra, it almost gives your inner child, which is your subconscious, a reprieve and says, oh, my God, it's okay to release this belief. It's really, really okay. I'm feeling safe and secure and loved, because your inner child never felt that safety or security or trust for anybody, because in some way he or she was always let down, betrayed or alone or abused or, you know, so many different ways that we perceive in a lot of ways too, that we're just not good enough to be around this society, and people criticizing and judging, and even TV and radio, and you look at models and actors and actresses, and they have the perfect body, and if we don't have the perfect body, we say, what's wrong with us? Or, you know, if we don't get a good grade, we compare it to our friends, and what, we're not good enough, or if we lose a competition, we're not good enough. So there's so many things in society that really conditions us not to feel good enough about ourselves. So when we say this mantra, it actually gives our inner child a hug almost. It's like,
we're going to ask you to do this mantra of meditation with us, but a couple of quick questions first. How would folks, how would listeners who want to do therapy with you reach out to you?
Well, there's a site, it's called edu-healing.com, that tells a lot of things I do. But really the quickest way, I do this for free twice a week so I can help mankind. That is all of our missions, and this is how I want to do it. And it's the quickest way. The more people that join together, at one point we had 4,000, then it was locked. So now we're at think it was 314, and then my friend opened another site, and there's also 130 over there, but I don't know how many are duplicates. But either way, having collectively people join together increases the energy significantly. And it's amazing the healing that comes through. And my mission really is to show people how to heal themselves so they can realize their own power. The only way we're going to heal our earth quickly is for everybody to recognize their own power, and them joining together is showing them, you know, look, I'm healing, and I'm also, as I'm healing, I'm helping hundreds of others. So one person healing helps hundreds, and then hundreds help thousands, and then so on and so forth. So if we could get thousands on there again, we could help millions and billions. And I'm hoping that there's so many healing people doing healings out there, and I would love if we all joined together, you know, and did it all together. Nobody's is any better than anybody else's. They're just different ways for us to learn our God consciousness. And it would be great if all the different faiths came together and all the sites came together. And I've been doing this healing every Monday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and every Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for over a year. And I kept it that time so people would just know automatically those are the days. So I'm asking if,
On what site?
Oh, it's on the Facebook site. It's called Self Heal Emotional and Physical Ailments and Recognize Your True Potential. And then there's also another site which may be easier for people. It's called Free Self Healing and Love Meditation. And there's also a video that goes with it on YouTube called Free Self-Healing and Love Meditation as well. And that's a 15-minute video, and if you play it twice, it will go the whole 30 minutes, or you just play it once and just keep saying the mantra for the rest of the 15 minutes. And for those people who fall asleep, it still works. The energy still comes through. So the energy is powerful, so it sometimes knocks people literally out to sleep.
Would you be willing now in the closing half hour that we have to lead us in, show us how to use this group meditation and lead us in one?
Yes, I would love to, and I guess this time it's going to be very different than any other time because usually I say the words internally as I'm going through the chakras, but this time I'm going to say it out loud, and so I'm going to ask each person as I go through each chakra, and I'll tell you where the chakra is, to put your hand on that particular area, and then I will say everything I normally say. You're going to hear it out loud. And what I'd like you to say is internally, I love myself unconditionally, and I forgive myself completely, over and over and over and over. And you will then start feeling the blissful healing energy, and you will experience it for yourself. And like I said, it will help your inner child release, you know, things that it's been harboring for so long. So are we ready, Mary?
We're very ready. Are you ready?
Okay, so I'm first going to... I'm just going to say a couple of things. I'm going to bring in different beings, as you'll hear as I do it. And also, whichever being resonates with you will automatically come to you. So if you love Jesus, if you love Allah, if you love Moses, if you love Shiva, Krishna, whoever will come to you and you will feel that energy. So even if I don't mention that person, because I most likely won't, you'll know their energy is here because I'm inviting every single one of unconditional love, complete forgiveness, and total acceptance to come join us right now. And then I'm going to also invite your multidimensional self, which is you, at different dimensions. So right now you're in the third dimension. There's lots of light workers who already know that they're also in the fifth dimension and above. So we're just going to invite you and all your dimensions in. And if you ever have questions, you could email me at pew2104@gmail.com or Vanisha Ananda on Facebook or magnificentbeginnings.wordpress.com/about/. Okay, so we're going to begin. So I call everybody in their multidimensional selves in, the Galactic Healing Chamber, Mary Magdalene Love Chamber, the Merkaba, the Star of David Alignment, the Saint Germain Violet Flame, the Archangel Michael Blue Flame, the Archangel Raphael Emerald Green Flame, the Archangel Uriel Silver Flame, the Archangel Yophiel Magenta Flame, the Archangel Gabriel Golden Flame, and the Divine Mother Father White Flame. Let there be peace, bliss, healing, and joy in everybody's Muladhara chakra. And that chakra is on the base of your spine. So if everybody would please put their right hand there and start saying the mantra. And once again, it's I love myself unconditionally and I forgive myself completely. And I will start. Let there be peace, bliss, healing, joy, and love in everybody's Muladhara chakra. Let them release all illusions and fantasy, any greed, jealousy, lust, not feeling good enough about themselves, any lack of any loss, any feelings of abandonment, aloneness, any feelings of abuse. Let it be transmuted into the abundance of the universe, feeling whole, their feminine and male energies, loving themselves unconditionally, forgiving themselves completely, accepting themselves totally, supporting each other in love. Arup Param Jyoti is grown and growing in everybody's Muladhara chakra, one times stronger. Arup Param Jyoti is grown and growing in everybody's Muladhara chakra, two times stronger. Arup Param Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Muladhara chakra, three times stronger. Arup Param Jyoti is grown and growing in everybody's Muladhara chakra, four times stronger. Arup Param Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Muladhara chakra, five times stronger. Arup Param Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Muladhara chakra, six times stronger. Arup Param Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Muladhara chakra, seven times stronger. Arup Param Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Muladhara chakra, eight times stronger. Arup Param Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Muladhara chakra, nine times stronger. Arup Param Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Muladhara chakra, 10 times stronger. Let everybody's inner child write down any anger, rage, aloneness, feelings of abuse, any fantasy illusions, any greed, any lust, anything going on in the Muladhara chakra, write it down right now. Let's let Saint Germain's violet flame expunge it. Watch it go up into the purple flame. Let's bring in Archangel Uriel's silver flame and bring in the abundance of the universe, bring in the wholeness of the male-female energies. Let's bring in bliss and loving ourselves unconditionally and forgiving ourselves completely and accepting ourselves totally. Let's bring in Archangel Yopiel's magenta flame and go back to the time where we were always happy, where we always had the power to manifest whatever we wanted, where we always were in the reality and knew that we could create anything we want and that we are the masters of our own destiny. And thank you. And so it is. And now let's move our hands up 2 inches. So it's 2 inches below your belly button. It's on your pubic bone, and that's called the Swadhisthana Chakra. Let there be peace, bliss, healing, and joy in everybody's Swadhisthana Chakra. Let them release all fears, fear of the unknown, fear of death, fear of change, fear of success, fear of abuse, any type of fear. And let it be transmuted into courage. Courage to face any obstacle and overcome it. Courage to see the truth. Courage to see your power and courage to manifest whatever you want. Courage to love yourselves unconditionally. Courage to forgive yourselves completely and courage to accept yourselves totally. And let's remove all toxins, implants, and explants in the Swadhisthana Chakra. Arupa Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Swadhisthana Chakra, one time stronger. Arupa Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Swadhisthana Chakra, 2 times stronger. Arupa Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Swadhisthana Chakra, 3 times stronger. Arupa Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Swadhisthana Chakra, 4 times stronger. Arupa Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Swadhisthana Chakra, 5 times stronger. Arupa Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Swadhisthana Chakra, 6 times stronger. Arupa Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Swadhisthana Chakra, 7 times stronger. Arupa Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Swadhisthana Chakra, 8 times stronger. Arupa Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Swadhisthana Chakra, 9 times stronger. Arupa Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Swadhisthana Chakra, 10 times stronger. Let all the inner children come out and write down any fears you may have. Fear of death, fear of the unknown, fear of success, fear of change, fear of being abused, fear of being alone, fear of being abandoned, fear of being betrayed. Any fear that is coming up in your Swadhisthana Chakra, write it down. Let's use Saint Germain's violet flame to expunge it. Watch the flame, the purple flame, going up and gone. And let's bring in Archangel Uriel's silver flame and bring in courage. Courage to face the truth. Courage to see any obstacles and overcome it. Courage to see your powers. Courage to manifest whatever you want. Courage to love yourselves unconditionally. Courage to forgive yourselves completely. Courage to accept yourselves totally. Angel Yopiel, and go back to the time where you were always courageous. You were courageous in everything you did. You spoke with courage. You always told the truth. You were kind. You were courageous when you were doing anything. You were always courageous, and we're going back to that time right now. And please move your hand up to the Manipurika Chakra, which is over your belly button, solar plexus. And we'll begin. Let's remove all toxins, implants, and explants from the Manipurika Chakra. Let's release all anxiety, stress, depression, feelings of suicide, addictions, habits, or obsessions. Let it be transmuted into inner peace, relaxation, rejuvenation, healing every cell and chakra in your body, trust in yourself, and freedom and liberation. Arup Param Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Manipurika chakra one time stronger. Arup Param Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Manipurika chakra two times stronger. Arup Param Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Manipurika chakra three times stronger. Arup Param Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Manipurika chakra four times stronger. Arup Param Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Manipurika chakra five times stronger. Arup Param Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Manipurika chakra six times stronger. Arup Param Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Manipurika chakra seven times stronger. Arup Param Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Manipurika chakra eight times stronger. Arup Param Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Manipurika chakra nine times stronger. Arup Param Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Manipurika chakra 10 times stronger. Let's bring out the inner children and write down any anxiety, stress, depression, feelings of suicide, addictions, habits, or obsessions, or anything else going on in the Manipurika chakra. Write it down. Let's get Saint Germain's violet flame and expunge everything going on, and watch the purple flame disappear as it goes up. Let's bring Archangel Uriel's silver flame and bring in inner peace, relaxation, rejuvenation, healing every cell and chakra in the body, trust in oneself, and freedom and liberation. Let's bring in Archangel Yophiel and go back to the time where you always had freedom and liberation. You always took responsibility for everything in your life and therefore had clarity and were always on the right path. And so it is. Please put your hand on your heart. Let's remove all toxins, implants, and explants in the Anahata chakra. Let's release all attention, need attention, codependency, feelings of betrayal or feelings of a broken heart. Let's transmute it into unconditional love for ourselves, complete forgiveness for ourselves, and total acceptance for ourselves. Arup Param Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Anahata chakra one time stronger. Arup Param Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Anahata chakra two times stronger. Arup Param Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Anahata chakra three times stronger. Arup Param Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Anahata chakra four times stronger. Arup Param Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Anahata chakra five times stronger. Arup Param Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Anahata chakra six times stronger. Arup Param Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Anahata chakra seven times stronger. Arup Param Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Anahata chakra eight times stronger. Arup Param Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Anahata chakra nine times stronger. Arup Param Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Anahata chakra 10 times stronger. I ask everybody to let me take your heart. I'm giving it now to the Arcturian Healing Team and Dr. Lorfin from the Galactic Family. And they will be cleansing out your heart. It will go very quickly. They are done, and it's right back where it always was. Okay, now we are bringing in Mary Magdalene Love Chamber, and we are bringing in unconditional love for yourselves, unconditional love for your parents, for your children, for your wife and husband or boyfriend or girlfriend, for your neighbors, for people in your community, for people in your town, for people in your state, for people in your country, for people in the world, for people in the universe, and for people in the multi-universe. Let's bring in our inner child and let's write down all attention need, codependency, or feelings of betrayal or a broken heart or anything else going on in the Anahata chakra. Write it down now. Let's bring in Saint Germain's violet flame and expunge it with a beautiful purple fire and watch it go up. And let's bring in Archangel Uriel and bring in unconditional love for yourselves, complete forgiveness for yourselves, and total acceptance for yourselves. And let's bring in Archangel Yopion. Go back to the time where you loved yourself unconditionally and therefore loved everybody unconditionally. And you forgave yourself completely and therefore forgave everyone completely. And you accepted yourself totally and therefore accepted everybody totally. And so it is. And please move your right hand to your throat chakra. Let all toxins, implants, and explants be removed from the Vishuddhi chakra. Let them release the inability to express themselves due to gossip, jealousy, bullying, execution, persecution, crucifixion, or any other means. Let it be transmuted into being able to express themselves using their talents and passions and celebrating their uniqueness. And letting them be the leaders that you all are, and everybody supporting each other and being able to express yourself with truth, kindness, love, compassion, unity, harmony, and bliss. Arupuram Jyoti is grown and glown in everybody's Vishuddhi chakra one time stronger. Arupuram Jyoti is grown and glown in everybody's Vishuddhi chakra two times stronger. Arupuram Jyoti is grown and glown in everybody's Vishuddhi chakra three times stronger. Arupuram Jyoti is grown and glown in everybody's Vishuddhi chakra four times stronger. Arupuram Jyoti is grown and glown in everybody's Vishuddhi chakra five times stronger. Arupuram Jyoti is grown and glown in everybody's Vishuddhi chakra six times stronger. Arupuram Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Vishuddhi chakra seven times stronger. Arupuram Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Vishuddhi chakra eight times stronger. Arupuram Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Vishuddhi chakra nine times stronger. Arupuram Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Vishuddhi chakra 10 times stronger. Let's bring out the inner children and write down the inability not to be able to express yourself due to gossip, jealousy, bullying, anger, punishment, execution, persecution, crucifixion, or anything else in the Vishuddhi chakra. And let's let Saint Germain's violet flame expunge all of that. And watch the violet flame go up. Let's bring in Archangel Uriel's silver flame and bring in the ability to express yourselves using your passions and talents and celebrating your uniqueness and being the leaders that you are and supporting each other and collaborating with each other and being able to express yourselves with truth, love, peace, compassion, unity, harmony, and bliss. And so it is. And now put your hand between your third eye, between your two eyes, on the third eye on your forehead, between the two eyebrows. And let's remove all toxins, implants, and explants in the Anya chakra. Let's release all seriousness, laziness, procrastination, or having to have logic for everything. Let's transmute it into fun, playfulness, innocence, listening to your higher self, listening to your intuition, and opening your third, fourth, and fifth eye. Arupuram Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Anya chakra one time stronger. Arupuram Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Anya chakra two times stronger. Arupuram Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Anya chakra three times stronger. Arupuram Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Anya chakra four times stronger. Arupuram Jyoti is grown and glowing and everybody's Anya chakra 5 times stronger. Arupuram Jyoti is grown and glowing and everybody's Anya chakra 6 times stronger. Arupuram Jyoti is grown and glowing and everybody's Anya chakra 7 times stronger. Arupuram Jyoti is grown and glowing and everybody's Anya chakra 8 times stronger. Arupuram Jyoti is grown and glowing and everybody's Anya chakra 9 times stronger. Arupuram Jyoti is grown and glowing and everybody's Anya chakra 10 times stronger. Let's bring out the inner children and write down any feelings of laziness, procrastination, seriousness, having to have logic for everything. Write it down, or anything going on at the Anya chakra. Write it down, write it down, write it down. And let's use Saint Germain's violet flame to expunge it. Watch the purple flames go up. Let's take out the pituitary gland and give it to the Arcturian Healing Team and Dr. Lorfen. They will be cleansing it out, and they gave it back. And now your whole endocrine system is working beautifully, and all neurons and cells are communicating beautifully with each other. Let's bring in Archangel Uriel and bring in fun, playfulness, innocence, spontaneity, opening your third, fourth, and fifth eye, and listening to your higher self. Let's bring in great intuition and knowing that when you follow your higher self, you always go on the right path. Let's bring in Archangel Yopiel and go back to the time where we all knew we were masters of our own destinies and we all had incredible powers and knew we were all God in some way and knew that we were capable of doing anything through our thoughts. And so it is. And now let's put our hand on the crown chakra, the top of our head, and let's remove all toxins, implants, and explants in the Sahasrara chakra. Let's release all discontentment, anger, rage, worry, stress, attachment, jealousies, addictions, anxiety, or anything going on in any solar chakra. Let's transmute it into laughter, smiles, joy, bliss, ecstasy, living enlightenment, and deep gratitude. Arupuram Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Sahasrara chakra 1 time stronger. Arupuram Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Sahasrara chakra 2 times stronger. Arupuram Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Sahasrara chakra 3 times stronger. Arupuram Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Sahasrara chakra 4 times stronger. Arupuram Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Sahasrara chakra 5 times stronger. Arupuram Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Sahasrara chakra 6 times stronger. Arupuram Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Sahasrara chakra 7 times stronger. Arupuram Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Sahasrara chakra 8 times stronger. Arupuram Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Sahasrara chakra 9 times stronger. Arupuram Jyoti is grown and glowing in everybody's Sahasrara chakra 10 times stronger. Let's bring out our inner children and write down any discontentment, rage, attachment, anxiety, stress, fear, worries, anything going on in any cell or chakra in any part of your body. Write it down, write it down, write it down, write it down. And let's use Saint Germain's violet flame to expunge it and watch the purple flame go up. And let's cleanse out the pineal gland. Let's give it to the Arcturian Healing Team and Dr. Lorfen to cleanse out. And may it awaken the 90% of your brain that is dormant, or some of you have much less. Whatever needs to be awakened, let it be awakened now to the truth and the reality of who we are. And let's bring in Archangel Yopiel's magenta flame. And let's bring us to know that we go with the flow and we are one with all and with God. And we are blessed beyond belief and can do anything with what we want. And our thoughts are very powerful and they must be followed with our actions and our words. They must all be congruent. And so it is. And let's bring in Archangel Michael's blue light and put it at our throat chakra and align all of our chakras. And let's bring Archangel Michael's blue sword of protection and cleanse out the Muladhara chakra, the Svadhisthana, the Manipurika, the Anahata, the Vishuddhi, the Anya, and the Sahasrara chakra. Let's bring in Archangel Raphael's emerald green elixir and cleanse out all cells and chakras and our whole central nervous system and endocrine system. And let's bring in Archangel Gabriel's golden elixir and let's cleanse out all the organs. The brain, the thyroid, the heart, the lungs, the stomach, the kidneys, the pancreas, the spleen, the liver, the appendix, the gallbladder, the large intestine, the small intestine, the uterus, and the rectum, and any other organs that I have left out. And let's bring in the Divine Mother, Father, white light of safety, protection, unconditional love, complete forgiveness, and total acceptance from the Cooper chakra to the Sahasrara chakra. And let's remove the Mother, Father, white flame, the Archangel Gabriel golden flame, the Archangel Yophiel magenta flame, the Archangel Uriel silver flame, the Archangel Raphael emerald green flame, the Archangel Michael blue flame, the Saint Germain violet flame, the Star of David alignment, the Merkaba, the Mary Magdalene love chamber, the galactic healing chamber. Let's put on the seal of Solomon, make sure there's unconditional love, complete forgiveness, total acceptance, love, peace, compassion, unity, harmony, bliss, freedom, and liberation. Let's bring in Archangel Gabriel's golden bubble of fun and the Divine Mother, Father, pink flake of love, and put on everybody on this planet, every planet, universe, galaxy, cosmos, and universe. Let there be food in everybody's stomach, a roof over everybody's head, prosperity for all, equality for all, joy for all, jobs for all. Let Nezara be disclosed, and let everybody be happy, happy, happy. And so it is. Thank you, and love and blessings to all.
Thank you, Vanessa.
You're welcome. And that is the meditation.
And that is a powerful meditation for sure, one that I appreciate your sharing with us. I was just going to ask you if there was some final comment you wanted to leave people with before I play the closing music.
Yeah, I would just like to remind everybody that we do that meditation, although it's done in silence, although you could watch the video, every Monday, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You could look at the global clock for the time in your area. And if you start the mantra and fall asleep, it's okay. It will still work. And it's, as you can see, it's free and easy and gives you great joy. And also, I guess I will bring this up. There is a letter that I need light workers to share. It's a letter to Louise Hay, and it's not about a book. The book is already published. It's about sharing, uniting together, and by sharing something, having one purpose, and that's this letter, it will bring our galactic family to us, and a lot of changes will happen on this world, and things are going to happen regardless of this letter, as many light workers will say, except it will only benefit right now the light worker community who understands what's going on. So this letter will actually help the people that aren't awakened right now so they realize what's about to happen on this planet is a celebration that the corrupt are about to be arrested, and there are millions around the planet ready to arrest them. And our galactic family needs to be invited onto this planet for this to happen. And I know this creates a lot of fear for people. And so there's something that I'm going to tell people now. I mentioned it once before, but our galactic family is us in multidimensional form. And so what this means is our galactics at higher dimensional levels can really transmute into any form we want. So what I realized is they can transmute into our relatives who are deceased and our pets that are deceased. So if that is something you would like coming down to you, you can have it if you have passion and intensity, and if your relative's soul chooses to do it, because we all have free will. But just imagine if the galactics landed and it's all our relatives and pets. And I really, really see that happening. And so I'm asking everybody to share this letter, and really, it has to go viral. And if you, and people are saying, why should I support you? Really, you guys have nothing to lose. I have everything to lose, because if millions of people do this and nothing happens, then I basically cannot live in this world, I would assume. And if what I'm saying does happen, everybody's going to be very, 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 very extremely happy. So it's really worth getting this letter out. And I've been trying to get people to do it. I removed myself from helping, and only humans can help. So the only way it's going to get there is for people to really join together. And I've been trying different ways to do it since 2012, and so far nobody's done it. But in this book, it tells you ways to heal yourself quickly, although now the healing event does that, you know, very easily. But it also tells you what's about to happen on this planet. And I thought it was going to happen in 2012, and that's why it was such a rush for everything to happen in 2012. But the thing was, I saw it happening, and I know it's going to happen, but there's no time or distance in the higher realms, and the past, present, and future go all together. So 2012 is really 2015 is what I'm seeing now, as soon as people join together. But a lot did happen in 2012. A surge of love energy came onto this planet December 21st, 2012, and people have been assimilating to that energy so they can be where they are today. And now there are millions or maybe billions ready to ascend. They're called the first wave, as many light workers know. And then there are many that have no idea what's happening. And it's for us as light workers to help them. And the only way to help them is for this transition to go smoothly, smoothly, smoothly. So I'm begging everybody, yes, I'm begging, for everybody to join together and share this letter and just get it to Louise Hay and let whatever happens at that point happen. And there's something called the six, and now I don't even remember, 6 degrees of separation, where there's only six people between you and the person we need to get to. So really, six people could get it to Louise Hay, and that will be all it takes. So I'm sending my love and blessings to everybody. We all want the same thing. We all have the same mission. We all want love, peace, compassion, unity, harmony, bliss on this planet. And we must all support each other and help each other and join together as one, and trust and believe and know we're creating our utopian society. And I'm thrilled to be part of this with everybody. And I thank everybody for their magnificent, beautiful souls. And yeah, let's create our new world, everybody. I'm really, really excited. So, and I thank you, Mary and Burl, for this great opportunity. I didn't even expect this all to come out, and it came out so spontaneous and different, and I love it. And we'll all collaborate and create a magnificent world. And as everybody knows, Mary and Burl have a beautiful book that I just saw the trailer to today. It's called Sophia's Web. And I plan to read the book as well. And it's all about the female energy and nature and bringing our plan together, just like I just talked about. So we all have different ways of doing it, and we all need to join together. So let's just get this letter, please, and let's just start. That's all I can say. So,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for the work you do.
What?
Thanks for the work you do.
For the work you do, for the work we do, for the work that is going on in the world. Thank you.
Yes. For everybody here, we're here for a reason.